Back Pocket presents Golden Nuggets. There are golden nuggets in every podcast we do. Here are our three golden nuggets. Enjoy.
So what's going on with kind of where cybersecurity is at now? So you got four guys in a room right now who use social media like it's their life.
Mm-hmm.
We're basically giving data and information to the Facebooks of the world, the Instagrams of the world.
Every app on your phone
mm-hmm. Is connected to the internet and providing these companies with all your data. How is that data being protected, if it is at all, and how is it being utilized and sold and manipulated and so on and so forth?
Well, you are far ahead of most people just in that assessment that you gave right there. So congratulations.
Thanks.
Pat yourself on the back. Yeah.
Sweet brag.
The issue of our privacy is one that I think it was Oliver Wendell Holmes wrote in a decision that he defined privacy as the right to be left alone. Mm-hmm. Well, we've given up huge amounts of that privacy to the government, to Google, to Facebook, to Yahoo, to umpteen others, predominantly just because it's convenient. We are used to giving up privacy and our data so we can get something for free. And as a result, these companies, how are they making money? They're not making money by providing you with free service. That's a money loser.
Right.
They make money by selling that data to other companies. Mm. And there is a huge business. I mean, it wasn't like when General Motors came out with OnStar in their vehicles, it wasn't long before OnStar, that General Motors was a technology company. It wasn't a car company anymore. They were making money on their technology, not on the vehicles they were making.
Really?
And that's what's kept General Motors in business.
Wow.
You know, it knows where all the vehicles are. It can track that information. It can sell that information.
So are you saying by from going to the extent of, like, the sedans were traveling in this fashion, they can track it?
Pretty much.
Okay. With OnStar, they were able to see the paths every car was taking.
They could see where it stopped.
Sure.
Other things. Mm-hmm. And so they've got a traffic pattern that they can set.
What cars were going on long trips.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, there's.
And then from that, they were able to, like, design around the tendencies that these cars were moving, traveling.
Well, you know, they could sell, saying, look, we know that the people who buy this type of car tend to travel to certain parts of the country or certain places.
Oh, yeah.
And they could say, you know, then sell that information to people and who can make use of that.
Right.
And now, many of us we're using either Google Maps or Waze or something on our phone to let us know how to get from point A to point B. I know I did today getting here. And all that information is being fed in, and it's tracking where I've been and speed I was traveling and how many times I stopped. All of that information is going somewhere, and someone can make use of that.
So, like, when you go and look at shoes on the internet, and then you get an ad on Facebook for those same exact shoes.
Oh, you'll get it for about 2 weeks.
Yeah, and that's all harnessed kind of in the Facebook pixel. We use that all the time. Is that, like, a good example of you're basically giving your data to the shoe or apparel company, and then it's just feeding it back through Facebook, or is Facebook kind of in control of that data? I'm confused on the process.
When you have the Facebook app on your phone, mm-hmm. it essentially is tracking everything you do. All the searches you do on your phone, everything. It's basically tracking it.
Listening to you as well, I assume.
That's sort of a thing that it's listening to you, but not so much, although it could.
Yeah.
There's nothing that says it couldn't,
mm-hmm.
but they claim they're not. Google with with its systems and others that have, you know, hey Siri, hey Alexa, whatever,
yeah.
claim they're not actively listening to you, but they could be.
They very well could be. That would make sense if they were. I mean, if not if they were, but like they have the full capability to.
Yeah.
Because that's what you're talking to that, and they're tracking your voice to gather what you're asking.
Correct.
So they easily could be listening to things when you're not talking directly at Alexa, directly at Siri.
It okay. could well happen. Could Oof. Well happen. Oof.
I mean, you're so heavily involved in cybersecurity. What's your biggest concern going forward, let's say, in the next 5 years?
Well, I think my biggest concern is that... there's a couple concerns. First of all, people have to understand that the cyber criminals and the bad people look at this as their job. This is their 9-to-5 job. They have quotas to make. They have numbers they have to hit. Those are the professionals, and they're working on it. And this is what they're doing every day. Drop the kids off at school,
go and hack Target.
Go and try and break into a Target. And doing it in Russia, they're doing it in Eastern Europe, they're doing it in China. And that's the professionals who are trying to get in there. You have a few, you know, the stereotypical kid in the basement. Who are more curious? They want to know how it works, and they may not have any nefarious thoughts behind it. They just want to know how the system works, and oftentimes if they break in, they will let the company know that they broke in. A lot of people refer to people in this area as hackers. A lot of professionals hate that term, because a hacker is simply someone who's curious about a system and wants to know how it works. Doesn't mean they mean any harm.
Right.
So they have sort of broken up. You have what they're called white hat hackers, who are those people who are either hired by a company to break in, and companies pay people to do what's called penetration testing. And they try and figure out if there's holes in their system by hiring people to hack into them.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the black hat hackers, who are the people trying to make money off of this. And then you got in the middle the gray hats, who sometimes do the good things and sometimes try and make money.
Mercenaries.
Pretty much. The long term, the biggest issue is the industry is saying there are close to 1 million cybersecurity jobs that need to be filled right now that aren't filled in the United.
1 million?
1 million.
Holy cow.
And they expect.
So what you're saying is, drop what I'm doing and get into cybersecurity.
It would be a good career path. Okay. You could still do this on the side.
Yes. Thanksgiving is just a fun time, man. I think Wednesday before is just like it's like the biggest reunion of all time. Whether it's like your high school friends all coming back, or if it's your family members, just a great time to just collaborate, honestly. Well,
there's literally a name for it. It's called Drinksgiving.
Really?
That's literally, yeah. That's like a known drinking holiday now.
The Wednesday?
Just the day before Thanksgiving, yeah.
Yeah, so, I think it's the highest rate, like DUI rate in the day. I thought 365. Yeah.
Where'd you get that?
That's really interesting, actually.
You just knew that?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Huh. Congrats, dude.
Congrats to me?
Yeah, that's a
fact.
That's a great. What did you?
Oh, mean? Okay. Yeah. Well, not congrats to the people who got that DUI.
Well, yeah, definitely not congrats to the people who got the DUI, but yeah. Nonetheless,
those people got it figured out.
Yeah, get it together.
I mean, I know you're joyful with giving thanks, right? But like, hold it back a little bit.
What are you thankful?
Don't get behind
for?
The wheel.
What are you thankful for?
What am I thankful for?
Yeah, this year.
That's a great question, Deck. I'm thankful for Uptown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
That's changed me.
So why is that?
We're sitting here today on November 19th.
Right.
And I was able to figure out a whole new vibe of Minnesota. I thought Minnesota was what St. Thomas had to offer. And it is very much prevalent throughout this state.
Right.
But there's much more here. And it opened up the doors. And I think I'm taking this a little too deep, but I just really do like Uptown, and I like having things near me now versus having to get in like a suburban area. But not very lively suburban area, I guess.
Right. No, it's convenient.
Yeah.
It's awesome. It's phenomenal,
dude. That's what I'm thankful for.
Yeah, it's good.
Okay.
I like that, man.
I thought you were making fun of me at first.
No, no, no. I was just like genuinely asking what, because
what are you thankful for, dude?
Dude, thanks for asking. I'm thankful for just opportunities. So that's a little deeper than what you were saying.
Much deeper. Let's see how he spins this one.
Yeah. Decky spin zone, dude. I just love that we've been able to record this for now 41 straight weeks, and it's literally been an opportunity following itself every single week, no matter what. Granted, we'll do like a podcast or a week where we'll have like four interviews, which, by the way, we should never do that again. But just simplifying it in terms of just like every single day is a different opportunity. And I can confidently say the back pocket has taken advantage of every single one of those. Whether it's good or bad, or however what that result was, we at least can say we didn't miss an opportunity.
Well said, man. Love that.
Yeah.
Good. That's a really good thankful. I think you thought that through way better than I did.
Yeah.
So I say kudos way too much now. Have you noticed that?
No, dude. Not at all.
Okay.
So we're,
it's kind of like good. How Sam says like.
I haven't said it
at all. At happy. All. Yeah. So I'm thankful for that.
What are you thankful for?
Yeah. What are you thankful for, Sam?
I can't answer that. Because
you're not thankful.
Well, I'm not spending this Thanksgiving with my family, actually.
What?
I will be on a flight on Thanksgiving to Nashville.
Oh, why
so,
is that?
Yeah.
So you can't be thankful for anything? Is that
well,
what you're saying?
I just feel like a really crappy person.
Oh, okay.
Because,
yeah, let's get into the details.
So instead of staying at home in Minnesota and having Thanksgiving with my family, I am flying to Nashville and then hitching a ride with my buddy down to Tuscaloosa, Alabama, and spending the weekend at a frat house.
Auburn, Alabama game?
Auburn, Alabama.
Hell yeah.
Really?
So
the Iron Bowl.
I'm choosing football and fraternity over family. So,
well, you got to do it at one point.
Yeah.
And I think before, you know, it's like, it gets to the point where it's like, it's late into the season of the family. You know, like, you know, your family's getting old. I think you're doing it at the right time.
There's always Christmas.
You're right.
There's always Christmas. Mm-hmm. I can always hang out with them then. But, yeah, so that's my, we have a flight at 10:30 on Thanksgiving, on Thursday. So.
And your family was like, yeah, dude. Would love for you to leave on the biggest family holiday.
I kind of just threw it on them. I'm like, yeah, like I'm doing this. I got a flight. And they just kind of like, they zoned me out or whatever. Okay. And I think now they're like, wait, so you're not going to be here? We should make, I have a family of six, and they're probably like, we should make 3/4 less the amount of, you know, mashed potatoes we should make because I eat that much mashed potatoes.
Oh, you're eating potatoes.
Yeah, so, yeah, he'll probably hit them on Thursday when I'm like, somebody needs to drive me to the airport because I have a flight and they're going to be in their, you know, Thanksgiving apparel.
Mm-hmm.
Grandparents will probably be there, you
dressed like pilgrims.
Everybody's going to be ready to eat, you know, little cousins running around. I'm like, my bags are packed, you know.
Yeah.
I got a flight to catch. I got to get down to the South. I've never been to a Southern like fraternity or college though, so.
Yeah, that's going to blow you out of the water.
I get to experience Georgia Tech every year.
Ooh.
It's big time.
And this year it'll be at, I don't know where it is hosted this year. If it's at Georgia Tech, we typically go to the game because my grandpa went there and they got good seats. So hopefully it's at Georgia Tech this season.
Right on, dude. Well, trap the puck.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's Golden Nuggets. If you want to watch this version of Golden Nuggets, go onto YouTube and search the Back Pocket Podcast. You'll go under that channel and you'll be able to find everything you need. If you want to read the Golden Nuggets, go to yourbackpockets.com. That's with an S, yourbackpockets.com. And go under the tab blog, because that's where you'll be able to read it. If you want to interact with us, go on to social media, The Back Pocket Podcast on Instagram or on Twitter, _The Back Pocket. You know the drill. Interact with us. We love your interaction. Take care.